Thursday, February 19th. The first reading from Deuteronomy chapter 30, verses 15 through 20. Moses said to the people, "Today I have set before you life and prosperity, death and doom. If you obey the commandments of the Lord your God, which I enjoin on you today, loving him and walking in his ways, and keeping his commandments, statutes, and decrees, you will live and grow numerous, and the Lord your God will bless you in the land you are entering to occupy. If, however, you turn away your hearts and will not listen, but are led astray and adore and serve other gods, I tell you now that you will certainly perish. You will not have a long life on the land that you are crossing the Jordan to enter and occupy. I call heaven and earth today to witness against you. I have set before you life and death, the blessing and the curse. Choose life, then, that you and your descendants may live by loving the Lord your God, heeding his voice, and holding fast to him. For that will mean life for you, a long life for you to live on the land that the Lord swore he would give to your fathers Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob." Hadot Commentary. Obedience will ensure eternal life, but if thou give the preference to evil, the second death must be thy portion. It may also refer to the goods and evils of the present life of which Moses has been speaking. From God all advantages are derived. By observing the law of God, long life and possession of the promised land can be alone attained. The Gospel from Luke chapter 9, verses 22 through 25. Jesus said to his disciples, "The Son of Man must suffer greatly and be rejected by the elders, the chief priests, and the scribes, and be killed, and on the third day be raised." Then he said to all, "If anyone wishes to come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. For whoever wishes to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will save it. What profit is there for one to gain the whole world, yet lose or forfeit himself?" Hadot Commentary. If anyone wishes to come after me. St. John Chrysostom, Euthymius, and Theophylactus show that free will is confirmed by these words. "Do not expect that since you have confessed me to be the Son of God, you are immediately to be crowned, as if this were sufficient for salvation, and that the rest of your days may be spent in idleness and pleasure. For although by my power as Son of God I could free you from every danger and trouble, yet this I will not do for your sake, that you may yourself contribute to your glory and become the more illustrious." So says St. John Chrysostom. There are two kinds of crosses which our Savior here commands us to take up, one corporal and the other spiritual. By the former, he commands us to restrain the unruly appetites of the touch, taste, sight, etc. By the other, which is far more worthy of our notice, he teaches us to govern the affections of the mind and restrain all its irregular motions by humility, tranquility, modesty, and peace. Precious indeed in the sight of God and glorious is that cross which governs and brings under proper rule the lawless passions of the mind. So says St. Augustine. "Whosoever acts against duty and conscience to save the life of his body shall lose eternal life. And whoever makes the sacrifice of his life or the comforts and conveniences of life for conscience' sake shall be rewarded with life eternal."